When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Thrillhill, could you please turn everyone on? Profile This is played.
Absolutely. It's a simple game, Miles, where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth.
And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Today, you three gentlemen will be competing against one another. And today, you have your choice of one of three categories. We have the wonderful world of drugs. We have interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone. And finally, animalize this, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem.
Let's go interior decorating.
The bra. A Florida woman was caught hiding contraband in her bra, and not just her boobs, while passing through the TSA checkpoint at the Miami International Airport. The woman, who was not identified, had the contraband wrapped in gauze and plastic wrap. Now, the TSA said on social media, quote, "Friends, please, and we cannot emphasize this enough, stop hiding contraband in weird places on your body and then trying to sneak it through airport security." To the TSA, we say, you can ask, but people ain't going to listen. Anyway, it's unclear if any charges have been filed, as the contraband itself is not necessarily illegal, but her method of transport is. The question is, what did she try to smuggle through the airport? Was it turtles? Was it cured meat? Was it papayas or was it cash? So turtles, meat, papayas, or cash. Oh, my.
I think she had some meat in the bra.
Meat.
The cured meat.
I'm going to go money. Cash.
Good time for papayas.
Papaya. Okay. Wait, let me switch that around. So,
cured meat, Mike. Papayas, Ted. I'm taking cash.
You're taking cash.
Florida.
Yeah.
I mean, they have signs on businesses. No bra money.
They actually do. God, do you remember that woman who I asked for a light? It was in our old building. I'm outside. I want to smoke a cigarette. My lighter dies. She's a smoker. She rolls outside and said, "Hey, can I borrow your lighter?" She's like, "Sure." Reaches into her bra and pulls it out. And it is moist.
I've got one more on me.
So that was the one time I let her light my cigarette. I'm like, I'm not grabbing that.
What did she have
thank you, lady.
Stuffed in her bra? Turtles, cured meat, papayas, or cash? We'll find out next.
That was a
tease. You are listening to the Men's Room. Categories: interior decorating on Profile This. We had a Florida woman had stuff in her bra.
Yeah.
Trying to go through TSA.
That is correct.
Apparently, whatever was in there was not illegal.
Just
I guess you're not allowed to transfer it in a bra?
I guess it's one of those deals where, like, what you have is not illegal, but we're going to be suspicious because you're making the attempt to smuggle it. All right, so, like,
okay.
You guess cash. And nobody cares if you just have cash on you, but, like, I don't know, if you...
You can't have over more than $10,000.
Can't have more than $10,000, but if you had $1,000, you rolled it up and put it in your rectum, they'd be like, look, it's not illegal, but, man, we don't trust
you. Just can't have it.
Right, just don't do that. $10,000, that's how I travel. Let's see. Mike Hawk, you guess meat.
Come on.
I'm just assuming
put that some meat in that bra.
That you meant breast.
Damn it.
Ted also making a breast euphemism, going with papayas.
Shout out
to you guys did that. Look out.
It was really just because McLaren's so good these days.
Miles, you went cash.
Yep.
No. She was smuggling turtles. The thing that we would all smuggle. Turtles. Yeah. Who doesn't put turtles in a bra? Jesus. Didn't you have that story?
No.
Did I have that story?
I think you legitimately told me not to take that story because you were going to use it for the damn segment.
Okay.
Yeah. It's ironic she had them in their bra because they were actually box turtles.
Damn.
Not snapping? Nope. Now for all TV news all the time, time for TV Time with Ted.
Hate you both. And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
That was a good one.
Turtle. All right, your choices are the Jimmy. I never have to worry
Fallon
about
Kimmel.
Seth Meyers.
Colbert.
Stephen.
Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
It is right there, the title. These guys have seems writers help to come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or could it be a V. Ted Smith original?
You probably heard you're supposed to get like 10,000 steps a day. But according to new research, just 7,000 steps a day could be enough to improve your health. Do I hear a six? It really sounds like scientists have lowered their expectations for us. Explains why the new Surgeon General warning on cigarettes says, do not smoke during pregnancy. Unless it's your second kid, then whatevs.
Colbert.
Colbert.
That is Colbert.
You probably heard that you're supposed to get like 10,000 steps a day, but according to new research, just 7,000 steps a day could be enough to improve your health. Do I hear six? It really sounds like scientists have lowered their expectations for us. Explains why the new Surgeon General warning on cigarettes says, do not smoke during pregnancy unless it's your second kid, then what else?
Up in Canada, in British Columbia, a man survived a cougar attack by punching the cougar in the face and it retreated. Now the cougar and the man are scheduled to finish this battle once and for all on Netflix before Jake Paul's fight.
Beat that Smith.
Yep. Yeah. I'd pay to watch that guy fight a cougar.
Look, like I said, I'm not saying he didn't, but I'm saying that's a story I would tell too. Whatever the cougar, yeah, I punched his ass and he backed right up.
Russia started direct flights between Moscow and North Korea. It's one of those rare trips where the fun part really is the journey and not the destination.
Seth Meyers. Fallon.
Fallon.
Russia just started direct flights between Moscow and North Korea. It's one of those rare trips where the fun part really is the journey and not the destination.
Golly.
I mean, that's...
Who's taking that flight?
Right.
Meanwhile, in Florida, a Chuck E. Cheese employee was arrested in full costume for credit card fraud. So for anyone who's currently dressed as Chuck E. Cheese, this is a sobering reminder that your life could get worse.
Oh, no.
Seth.
Colbert.
Colbert.
Meanwhile, in Florida, a Chuck E. Cheese employee in full costume was arrested for credit card fraud. So for anyone else currently dressed as Chuck E. Cheese, this is a sobering reminder that your life could get worse.
An inmate in a New Orleans jail was mistakenly released on Friday after authorities confused him with another prisoner with a similar name. So congratulations to Maxwell's Josane.
Jesus.
Colbert.
Seth Meyer.
An inmate at a New Orleans jail was mistakenly released on Friday after authorities confused him with another prisoner with a similar name. So congratulations to Maxwell's Ghislaine.
That was that loud. If you heard me at the desk earlier, just go, oh.
Yeah, I did. Okay.
That was the joke. I don't know if this counts as sports news or hot goss.
Hot goss, yes.
So the Raiders have a defender named Christian Wilkins. He was cut last Thursday. Now, a lot of people are saying because he had an injury that he was, they didn't like that he was working on it. But there's an ESPN report that he playfully kissed another player on the head. But the guy took offense and filed an HR complaint.
Damn, come on.
They say, right, again, the team says they're unhappy with how he's rehabbing his foot injury, sidelined him after five games last season. But they had just signed him to a four-year, $110 million deal last offseason. So it's kind of surprising you cut that guy. Obviously, they voided the $32 or $35 million in guaranteed money that was left. He filed a grievance.
I wonder if that was before Coach Carroll or after the signing. So Carroll might have come in and gone, why did they do this?
Right.
That's a lot of money. That's not my guy.
But also, I've read a little bit more today that they have brought it up at Raiders training camp, and the players have all been like, I don't want to talk about it. I don't know. One guy said, like, you got to be careful what you're doing, man. Not everybody finds stuff funny.
Right.
So I don't know, but I feel like there is some legs to this story that he kissed a dude on the head, which also seems wild. I almost wrote that as a joke. It's like, just go old school and slap him on the butt.
Right. That's fine.
But, like, I remember football practice at the end of a two-a-day, you'd sit there, right, and Miles will test, right? You got these coaches yelling and screaming at you, right, for hours on end all day. And then usually at the end of it, they would call up the captains and just go, all right, Who needs a little TLC? Right. And you never wanted to get called out, but when you did, everybody would just run over and rub your head and be like, you'll be okay tomorrow. Like, good, just buddy. Keep coming back.
Right.
So, I mean, it was kind of a fun thing, but like, I don't know. It's part of sports. You slap each other on the butt. And,
sure.
I don't know. Another football player kiss you on the top of the head and being like, get back in there. I just personally, I wouldn't give it two thoughts.
On top of my head, no.
Yeah, I'd be like, he's obviously messing around. I feel like kissing somebody on top of the head, either you really know that person or it's your child or like a child you're related to. Like, that's just such a specific
or
spot.
Something very, very good happened.
Yeah.
You know, we're splitting a winning Powerball ticket. It's like, that might happen. I get it, man. You know?
Yeah.
Super celebratory.
I kind of hope it's the kissing on the head, though. Just if nothing else, just to watch the Raiders have to answer these questions. All right, who's in here seeing Happy Gilmore 2?
I have not. Not my wife watched it the other day, and my son has seen it at least twice now.
Oh, no kidding.
Dude, he set an alarm to get up in the morning to watch Happy Gilmore 2, but he ended up sleeping through the alarm, or so I thought. When I see him later, he's like, I'm mad. I said, why are you mad? He's like, I set my alarm for 7:30. I said, I know you did. He said, P.M. I'm like, oh, well, you know, it happens, man.
Had he seen Happy Gilmore 1?
You know, I don't even know. I really don't even know if he has ever seen the first one, but he and his friends were super excited about Happy Gilmore 2, and they liked it.
All right. I've seen conflicting reports. Some people say, loved it, like it's cheesy, but it's a good job.
Sure.
And then the other half of people are like, I wish they hadn't touched it. It sucks.
I think it's one of those where if you overhype it in your head, because it's Happy Gilmore, you loved the movie either growing up or you loved it when it came out, whatever. If you overhype the sequel, it can never live up to what you want it to be.
That's true.
Just because you're excited for it. You don't know what's coming, but you're just excited for it. No, don't be excited for it. It's Happy Gilmore 2. It's a bit of a cash grab. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, I mean, look, Top Gun 2, I thought they did a good job of balancing out the cheesiness with like, all right, they can't play volleyball, like football beach scene.
But people loved the movie. I still haven't seen it, but everyone I know that saw it said it was great.
The only person I knew that really specifically did not like it, just didn't like the storyline of what had happened to Happy.
Okay.
I won't go into it because people are still watching.
Yep.
Mike, I'll tell you off the air.
Okay.
So I have here a list of Adam Sandler's. They just kind of ranked his movies out of 20. So 20 was Shakes the Clown from 91. I don't even remember that.
No, nope. That was the one with, the comedian.
Bobcat
Goldthwait.
Yes, you're
Shakes
correct.
The Clown? Okay.
Yes.
All right. For some reason, I thought that was another
That guy
movie.
Makes strange movies to begin with.
He's Bobcat Goldthwait, right? I mean,
yes.
If you put him in the movie, it just gets strange.
So let's see. Some of the other ones you'd probably more recognize on the list here. I thought this was a travesty. They put 17 from 94, Airheads.
That was a good movie.
Right, Farley's in it.
Mm-hmm. The tall guy.
Just got
the acclaim movie when he got fat.
Brendan Fraser.
Brendan Fraser, yep.
Right.
That was a very good clue.
Steve Buscemi.
Yep.
Like, I thought that was a great movie. Completely dumb, but like, if anybody's listening to us and you listen to KSW, watch Airheads. You will like that movie.
I need to watch it.
It looks super dated and everything, but you will watch it. I also saw a funny thing the other day with Adam Sandler. They were asking about the baggy clothes, and he's like, look, I used to be massive. So he was like, but people don't really want to laugh when you're trying to be goofy at a yoked up dude. So that's why I started wearing all the baggy stuff. And he's like, now I just kind of wear it.
Okay, makes sense.
Yeah. Well, think about it. Remember Dane Cook caught a bunch of heat for a while, and I think a lot of it was just like, you can only be so good looking as a comedian. People would rather laugh at you if you're kind of self-deprecating. But, I mean, it's not like attractive people aren't funny, too.
Yeah.
But you're right.
It's rare.
I'm hilarious.
But it's pretty good. Number 15 on the list. These are Sandler's top movies. They put 8 Crazy Nights. It's like a Hanukkah-themed.
Didn't watch that one. Yeah. It had a resurgence here this last season. But I do want to catch it. I want to check it out.
All right. They put Mr. Deeds, Big Daddy, even Funny People, they put at 12. Now, Funny People is not a very funny movie.
About to say, I didn't think that one was good.
I thought it was a good movie. It just wasn't funny.
Gotcha.
It's a lot more serious. They're ranking all his movies, not just that. So we get to the top 10. Number 9, you have Don't Mess With the Zohan for 2008. I don't know that I ever actually watched that one.
I don't fully remember it. I do remember it being just another one of his dumb movies.
All right. They did put Happy Gilmore 2 down at 11th. At 7, you have 51st Dates for 2004.
Great flick. Loved it.
Was What's-Her-Face? Drew Barrymore.
Yep. I watched that one all the time when I was a kid.
Yeah, I mean, that one gets talked about all the time. I have groups of friends that are just like, you never watched that?
I've never seen it.
Yeah.
It's worth a watch. It's a cute little movie.
Getting close to the top 5, you have The Waterboy at 6.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Classic.
Yeah, I'm with you. I thought that was a great movie. A lot of good stuff in it. The one coach that speaks Cajun, you can never understand a damn word he's saying and all that stuff.
Do I like Vicky Valancourt. She showed me her boobies, and I like them, too.
you have The Wedding Singer on there from 1998.
All right.
That's a good one, too.
That's a classic movie. Yeah. Yeah. And that's a good... I mean, look, it's a rom-com. Very good rom-com. There's enough funny stuff in it where you're like, you know.
Yeah. Julia Gulia.
I had to say Julia Gulia.
Yeah, I mean, to this day, you meet somebody named Julia, and you're like, Julia Gulia? Like, she's like, stop it.
I've heard it.
Yeah. It's like, well, don't introduce yourself to people at 11 o'clock at night in a bar.
I'm hilarious.
Coolio. Punch Drunk Love from 2002 makes the list.
Ooh, didn't see that one.
No. Then Uncut Gems.
That was the serious one.
Yeah, that was the drug dealer one on Netflix.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. He's like the jewel guy, and then he's kind of scamming people and all the gambling and everything.
Yeah.
That was a good movie. My issue is that character. You're just like, you can't keep effing this up. And it's just like, by the end, I was almost cheering for him to get killed. He was driving me up.
I need to watch that one. Isn't that one of the ones that's like 3 hours long?
It is a long movie.
Okay.
And then you have Happy Gilmore, obviously.
Hell yeah.
Classic. And then number one.
Billy Madison.
Correct.
Which is, I can't really argue with that one either, man. Billy Madison. Top tier.
Good all day.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Philly fans, go to a Yankee game and enjoy the seventh inning stretch. Meryl, man warns against buying used tires. Duh. Saying they are sketch. BC man stands up to a cougar and beats its ass. A hiker is mauled by a bear that would not let him pass. And Brits attempt to whack a bill so they can get back to corn shucking. It's time for a headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
All right, top three. We go to BC, Canada, where the wildlife are fierce but beatable. Oops. Why'd that go so low? My bad. A man was working at a local lake about 400 miles northwest of Vancouver when he was surprise attacked by a cougar. We covered this earlier today. The big cat swiped at the man, hitting him in his upper body and forcing him to act.
Meow.
And act he did. The man reared back and quickly punched the cougar square in the face before disengaging and allowing the animal to retreat.
What'd you do that for?
Authorities were called and traps were set, but the cougar was not found again. Authorities said that they're keeping an eye out for any similar incidents involving the animal. Meanwhile, the man did not need to be hospitalized for his injuries. They took this as an opportunity to remind people the proper way to handle an encounter with a cougar. Ted Smith, how do you encounter a cougar?
Do not run away.
That's a fact.
If you can, fight back.
Okay. Make yourself big and loud.
Yeah. Make yourself big
Maintain
and loud.
Maintain eye contact.
And one thing that they do say is that
while grab him by the junk.
Stick your finger.
And his anus.
One thing that they do say is that while you're making yourself big, one thing that I thought was a great thing to add there was make sure there's a clear exit for the animal.
All right.
If
right.
you back it into a corner, well, now he's got to do what he's got to do. So
that's a strong note you make there.
So leave a gap.
Oh
there.
Crap! And let's switch it real quick.
Don't see no, buddy. Don't see no. In other news, who says baseball isn't romantic? We got a New York and Yankee Stadium. Where
nice emphasis setup. On Yank.
What you want?
A couple fans were caught on camera with the buzz surrounding the Coldplay kiss cam. Wicked. One would think that people would be a little bit more discreet with their actions in a public setting such as a baseball game. But a video was uploaded to social media that shows just the opposite. In the video, if you're over 18, check this video out. We get the perspective of a fan in attendance sitting just a few rows behind the couple, also in attendance, but they're not too focused on the game. No, no. While the man isn't doing much moving, his female counterpart in the seat next to him seems to be unable to contain herself,
fidgeting and jerking all about while the man just continues to watch the players out on the field. After what could only be described as a moment of euphoric convulsion, the man's hand emerges from its hiding place in the woman's personal space. The publication that printed the story asked the organization for comment, though I'm not sure what they were expecting to get.
What are you going
to
say, man?
The video was met by a flurry of comments online, both cheering on the duo and condemning the act in a family setting. She's not hiding the ball at all, dude.
No. No. All right, she's, you know, he knew what he's doing. I like that he's still watching the game, though.
Right?
Yeah, let me do a little bit of this for you.
You guys don't do that while the game's on?
Not the people I know.
What?
Only strangers.
I mean, I'd be interested to see their age, too.
Yeah.
You take also, more risk at a certain age than you would?
She's very loud.
Yeah.
Oh, was she?
Yes.
Oh, God.
I mean, she's loud.
Like, when the planes come, Sally?
No, look, the plane's coming in, man.
She's Why? Just go somewhere else. Why are you out there in Yankee Stadium?
Well, he wanted to see the game.
Right.
Like he said his eyes were still on the field. I was like, baby, I'll do this for you, but I'm staying for the game.
I'm assuming they thought nobody would notice, but you're with Miles. I'm with Miles. Like, her reaction, it's like, well, people are noticing.
Her legs are shaking.
Right.
They're trembling.
She's jerking her head's all over the place.
Back.
Right.
And he just insured his fingers.
Yes, he did. Yeah. Criminy. But for more sexy action, we go to the UK, where the adults are rather peeved. The new legislation is going to affect that's aimed at reducing the amount of adult content consumed by the local youth on the internet. The legislation requires a photo ID to be uploaded for any 18-plus website in order to increase the security measures keeping minors off the adult websites. They're not going to stick with the, are you 18? Hit yes or no.
I know.
But for hundreds of thousands in the area, they believe it is this is to be a war on alone time, with 350,000 locals all signing a petition aimed at repealing the measure. And apparently they will entertain one that's got at least 100,000. They've got three times that. So, yeah.
Don't take away people's porn. You can't hear about it.
That's right. And there's a lot of people that were sitting there like, this might get me over my porn addiction because I'm not.
Oh, yeah.
They don't get my face.
That's it.
They don't get my face.
Right.
Well, and they were also saying that it's hard to go out and fight against this bill because anybody that does is going to be accused of porn addiction.
Of course. I'd be okay with that. Like, I'm fine because I like porn.
Nah.
Hey, look. I mean, I have Netflix. I don't watch it exclusively. I just watch the shows I want to watch every once in a while.
Right.
It doesn't mean I'm addicted to Netflix because I have it.
Right.
I mean, okay, I'll go watch Happy Gilmore.
Which would be a great name for porn.
It's not the only channel I watch. It's just part of it.
Right.
It's one of the many channels I take advantage of at my disposal.
I don't eat eggs all day.
But I like eggs.
Yeah.
And when I want eggs, that's what I want.
That's right. Breakfast.
Sometimes I go to IHOP.
Right.
He's addicted to eggs.
No, he's not. More from the internet, a man took to TikTok to warn others of a mistake that he made. Dumbass. In the video, he tells the story of buying a set of tires on Facebook Marketplace for $500, with the seller assuring him that they still had 70% of their tread life left.
Of course.
Yeah. He got to the exchange scene and, after looking over the tires, bought them off of the seller and immediately went to Discount Tire to get them put onto his car. Unfortunately, mechanics at the tire center quickly informed him that the tires could not be balanced, referencing bubbling and imperfections in the tires that rendered them pretty much useless. He's now putting out the word for people to not make his same mistake and think twice before believing sellers on the internet.
Everyone in the world's like, we know.
We know, dude. You're literally the only guy that got scammed by that.
You did not get that memo.
Right. You need slacks? Just in case the story's up to bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
A school district in Texas is the scene for the latest animal rescue operation. Maintenance workers were alerted to an animal in peril, a raccoon that had gotten its head stuck in a dumpster that it was exploring. Using collective brain power, they got the tools necessary and calmed the animal as much as possible as they worked to cut the raccoon free. They posted several photos to their social media pages that showed the amount of work that needed to be done to spring the raccoon from its confines. By the end, he scampered off safe and sound, and the crew was commended by the district for their actions.
Cool, man.
Yeah.
Get that raccoon back out in the quote-unquote wild.
In the wild.
Yes.
Yes, and get back to eating out of trash cans.
Exactly. Thanks for making the hole big enough to where now I can get out on my own volition.
I know.
It's kind of funny just sticking his little head out there like, help.
Hey, I could use a hand.
I need a hand, guys.
I was eating some rotten banana peels and and a used condom, and now my head is
trapped here in the dumpster. Part of my well-balanced
they
diet.
Just tossed it in the dumpster. Well, they shut off my porn. I didn't want to upload an ID. Now I'm gone. I'm going to the baseball game after this. Speaking of baseball, men's room sports. The Mariners put the bats together to take game one against the A's last night. Well done, boys. Game two will take place en route a little bit later on tonight. We're making some ground up against the Astros. I think we're three games back at this point.
Good.
The Astros are on a losing streak. Keep it going. Let's go. As far as your weather, going to have a clear night, dropping things down to about 57, and we're expecting another hot one tomorrow with mostly sunny skies and a high right around 83. That's it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thanks, sir. We'll see you tomorrow for salads from Domino's for lunch, the return of Who Sucks Less, the lovely Jolene.
Is coming up next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.